Europe's energy crisis keeps getting worse with each day. After Russia pulled the plug on gas and energy supplies to the continent, it's now China that has followed suit. It is Beijing's sheer timing that should result in European leaders pressing the panic button. With winter just around the corner, the bloc has started to run out of options to fulfill the promise it has made to its citizens. Let's find out more. Bloomberg reported on Tuesday that China has told its state-owned gas importers PetroChina, Sinopec and Nuke Limited to stop LNG supply to Europe. This in order to maintain supply for itself for the upcoming winter. You see, Beijing had thrown a lifeline to the continent in the aftermath of Europe's sanctions on Moscow that led to sky-high prices. Thanks to the surplus of LNG Beijing was left with due to its stringent no-COVID policy, Europe stocked up on gas supplies for the winter. For instance, Jovo Group, an LNG broker, said it had sold a cargo worth as much as $100 million to a European buyer. But all of it seems to be over now. Essentially, the bloc's attempt to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine went awfully wrong because it exposed some crucial chinks in Europe's armor, mainly its over-reliance on other nations for energy and gas. Let's not forget China's role here. According to Bloomberg, post Russia's invasion of Ukraine, China's spending on energy imports from Russia jumped to $35 billion from $20 billion a year ago. Effectively, here's how Europe was knowingly fooled. China sold Russian gas to Europe as Moscow was barred from doing so. In the process, Beijing capitalized and made enormous sums of money because of the high demand. And at the end of it all, what was the bloc left with? Russian gas. That's right. It basically circumvented its own sanctions to keep the supplies going. With China pulling out now, Europe has been rendered helpless right before the winter. For context, gas prices in Europe went in excess of 350 euros per megawatt in August. Although prices have dropped by more than 50%, the question of supply still remains. On equations with China, Germany, the largest European economy, is the best example that suits the question. Should the EU deal with Beijing or not? According to the Financial Times, the EU ministers have urged the bloc to take a tougher stance on China. Basically, look at it solely as a competitor with limited engagements, diversify supply chains, and above all, work closely with the United States in this regard. Now, how will that endeavor pan out is anybody's guess. Each country in the bloc is scrambling to put together supplies with methods like rationing, but one can expect a bumpy ride ahead. Do you think Europe will survive the upcoming winter? Do let us know in the comments.